Have you met Ballantyne Morgan? Said China. Hello, said Patrick. Hello, said Ballantyne, giving Patrick an annoyingly firm handshake. I was just saying my father was a very fine photographer. Oh, yes, said Patrick. He was a multi-talented individual, said Ballantyne. When did he die? Asked Patrick. He died of cancer last year, said Ballantyne. When a man of my father's wealth dies of cancer, you know they haven't found a cure, he added, with justifiable pride. It does you great credit that you're such a fine curator of his memory, said Patrick wearily. Honor thy father and thy mother all thy days, said Ballantyne. That's certainly been my policy, Patrick affirmed. China, who felt that even Ballantyne's gargantuan income might be eclipsed by his fatuous behaviour, suggested that they dance. I'd be pleased to, said Ballantyne. Excuse us, he added to Laura and Patrick.
What a ghastly man, said Laura.
You should have met his father, said Patrick.
If he could get that silver spoon out of his mouth, he'd be even more pointless than he already is, said Patrick.
How are you anyway, darling? Laura asked.
I'm pleased to see you. This party's really getting on my nerves. Men used to tell me how they used butter for sex, and now they tell me how they've eliminated it from their diet.
Patrick smiled. Well, you certainly have to kick a lot of bodies out there before you find a live one, he said.
There's a blast of palpable stupidity that comes off our host. It's like opening the door of a sauna. The best way to contradict him is to let him speak.
We could go upstairs, said Laura.
What on earth for? Smiled Patrick.
We could just... No strings.
Well, it's something to do, said Patrick.